Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now.
And there's the start, and Gatlin did get away well. And Usain Bolt now trying to catch him. And now Bolt surging to the lead and to the line. He's done it again.
Yep, he's done it again. Jamaican sprinter Usain Bolt streaking to another win in the 100 meters at the World Track Championships in Russia this week. He'll have a chance to add another gold medal in the 200 meters this weekend, repeating his double victories at the Olympics in London last summer. But Bolt isn't the only star performer at these World Championships. There's also the British distance runner Mo Farah. Steve Cram, who happens to be a World Track champion himself, is covering all of this for the BBC. He joins us from Moscow. And Steve, tell us more about Mo Farah, who is dominating the distance races as Bolt is dominating sprints.
Almost, yes. He, it was 2 years ago in Daegu at the last World Championships where Mo came as, a fairly warm favourite then. He got beat in the 10,000 metres but won the silver medal and then won the gold medal in the 5,000 at those World Championships. Then went on to the Olympics in London last year and did the double, won the 5 and the 10,000 in front of his home crowd and became not only a British hero, but I think a bit of a world hero in terms of distance running. And then he's come here to Moscow and he's completed the first part of that double. The 10,000 was a race which I think they almost handed to him. It was a fairly comfortable victory in the end. And Mo did it in the style which we've become accustomed to, where he just sat and he waited. And then on the last lap, he goes to the front and there's nothing that the other guys can do about it. And we're expecting something similar in the 5,000 on Friday night.
Well, tell us about what it is that he does. You know, elaborate a little more on that, because you write on the BBC website that Mo Farah seems to have other distance runners intimidated. With what? What is it?
Well, when you run a long distance race, the race can be run in obviously many different ways. And on the circuit around Europe and in different parts of the world, we can see very fast, hard races. But usually when you come to a championships, it's very difficult to maintain that pace. And Mo Farah, before these championships, actually went and broke my British 1500 meter record. And when you start running world-class times at 1500 meters as a 10,000 meter runner, well, that really does scare the other guys. The problem is, how do they beat him? What can they do to take that sting out of him? Well, the only thing you really can do is to make it a long, hard race. And I don't think at the moment there are the quality of the athletes like Kenenisa Bekele or Haile Gebrselassie, who in their heyday might have been able to do that. At the moment, I just don't think they're capable of taking that pace out of Mo. So when we get to the last two laps, that's his part of the race where he can control things, and they just don't have his acceleration.
Well, funny you should mention your 1,500-meter win, and because we just happen to have that racked up here. Let's just give it just a quick listen.
3 yards clear, Brad leading, and Scott closes, but he won't catch him, and Brad wins the World Championship.
What a victory for the youngster, he goes on to say. 30 years ago this week, you won the gold in the World Championships, the 1,500-meter. How old were you?
Oh, gosh, I was 22. I can just about remember it. I have to have those clips played back to help me remember. Yes, I mean, it was the first ever World Championships in 1983 at a time when, you know, we'd all been to the Moscow Olympics, but it was boycotted. In fact, the 76 Games were, and we went on to have, of course, a sort of tit-for-tat boycott in Los Angeles in 84. So those World Champs in 83 were the first, well, not only the first ever World Champs, but the first one that, you know, everybody was a global championships that everybody attended. So it had a great atmosphere and obviously a special place in my heart.
That's BBC commentator and gold medal winner Steve Cram speaking from the World Track Championships in Moscow. Steve, thank you.
Thank you.
And for Steve's take on the recent doping scandals in track and field, go to hereandnow.org.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.